Hello?
Yeah, hi. I don't know what happened with that call. It just kind of dropped right there.
I have no idea what happened. So, all right. I'm going to trust you. I just feel like you've been solid with me.
I appreciate that.
What's the next step, and what's the sentence you think you can make something happen?
So I am gonna get with the ops team just to make sure, but just from, and everyone is required to leave pretty detailed notes when they're in the account and everything that they're doing. So I've been kind of looking through the notes here as I've been speaking with you. It looks like everything's in place right now. And I think you should start to see the return on your investment really quickly here. I appreciate the opportunity to make sure that, you know, we are able to have, you know, the time to get this done. Now, 6 months or more, whatever he told you, I mean, that's smoke and mirrors. That's something from someone who might lock you into a contract and then tell you it's going to take that much time. So they say, give it another month, give it another month. In this case, I'm telling you, you know, your next payment's not scheduled until the 28th. It is designed to get businesses a return on investment within, you know, 30 to 45 days. So that's why we actually push that second payment out, you know, for 6 weeks from when you started. But yeah, I'm looking, and I'm, you know, trying to multitask here. I'm looking at the notes in here. It looks like everything's set up. There's not anything else that we need from you. But like I said, I do appreciate the opportunity to keep on working on this. Like I said, it's just a little too soon to be making any, you know, decision to cancel at this point. But you don't have a payment scheduled for another 2 weeks. You're free to cancel before then or even after the fact. I mean, I will handle this personally. If you end up canceling our service 3 weeks from now, which is a week or so after, you know, we can refund that last payment for you and, you know, see what we can do about getting you, you know, obviously it's meant to get your phone ringing. That's worst case scenario. I used to work in client support, gosh, probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So I definitely, understand, you know, how our service works over there as well. And, you know, it's always a concern for me when I talk to someone who's being told, you know, something that just flies in the face of what we've been doing here for 20 years. You know, I don't know that he is a Google Premier partner or an actual Google partner. If he is, he should be able to email you his credentials. You should be able to click on a link that goes to Google.com that lists their business as an actual Google partner. And if he can't do that, that's a huge red flag. If he sends you something that looks like a partnership badge, but you can't actually click on it, that's copy and paste it off the internet, and anybody could do that. Unless it actually goes to Google.com and lists their business on Google's website, then that's not a Google partner, and that for sure should be a red flag when he's presenting himself that way. But like I said, I will, I'll actually reach out to you proactively before the 28th. Let me look on the calendar here.
The guy that I was talking to yesterday, the one that was telling me that everything you guys were telling me was impossible, it's Google Partner A, D as in David, I, Q. And his name
is Pedro. Ad IQ?
Yeah. And he...
Ad IQ was telling you that you'd be visible within 24 to 48 hours.
No. That guy is the one who told me that what you guys were telling me was hogwash, that it takes a minimum of 3 months. And there's no way that you or anyone else can speed up that process.
I am familiar with AdIQ, and I've talked to a lot of business owners that have tried that service, and I cannot remember anyone who said that they were happy with it. Most of them say, I've been with AdIQ for a month, it's not really working out, but I want to give it more time, or they say, I tried AdIQ, it didn't work out, now I don't want to try anything. Like, their experience was so bad, they don't want to try anything else. So, I am looking at the calendar, 2 weeks from today is the 27th. I'm going to call you 2 weeks from today, which is the day before your account bills, and then we'll take it from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
this person did not text me. The guy that I was talking to did not text me his name, or, see, today's the 13th, right?
So Today, yeah, today is the 13th, correct.
So he did not send me anything. So maybe you're right. Maybe this guy was just somebody trying to scam me.
If he can't show you reliable credentials, verifiable credentials, then that's a huge red flag right there.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think what you're telling me sounds more likely to be honest than the other information that I've received. So we're going to stick with this. On your end, is there any way that you can get me access to the voice search or no?
I will see if that's something that we are still able to do, because it is something that we had done in the past, but as a Google partner, working with Google and talking to Google, it's something that we decided wasn't benefiting our clients sufficiently enough for us to do that for them. But it is something that we have done. I will have to, like I said, I was going to talk to them anyway, but I'm going to double check and see if that's something that we can still do on a case-by-case basis. So I'll see if that's something we can do, and I'll have an answer for you.
Yeah, I was thinking if what he's telling me is if there's any legitimacy to what he's saying, if getting me on the voice platform is faster, and if you have the ability to do it, I would be willing to, to invest more to add that to my package if you think that it can be done in a sooner amount of time.
Well,
I'd like to have both for
something like that. It is just a matter of creating that listing, because like Google Home, and you already have Siri. You'll have Siri on a smartphone. So if someone says, "Hey Siri," which is what most people use, you already have that, right? We don't submit to Google Home or Amazon Alexa, or those are just, you need to be created for that. But it doesn't mean that you'll be one of the options that pop up, just that someone, who, if they said, if they were searching for your business specifically by those devices, then you would pop up. But if someone is like, if they're on Alexa, find me, a remodeling contractor or something like that. It doesn't mean that your business would be one of those suggestions. Just that someone could search by those devices using your name, like, get me that phone number, or something like that, then you would have that content. So yeah, that can be created, but it doesn't mean that someone who is, using those devices to find a contractor whose name they don't know, it doesn't mean that your business would be one of those recommendations. You already have Siri, and that's how most people search, They say, "Hey Siri,
if I use my kid's phone right now and I search handyman services in Cape Coral, are you telling me that I would pop up?
Well, I don't know specifically if you just say, "Hey Siri, find me a handyman in Cape Coral," if you would be one of those options, but you do have that content, the same as that we're working on to get you for someone typing it in. I mean, it'd be interesting to try that, and see what happens. I don't know if you'd be one of the initial options or where you would pop up, but it is something that you have. You do have that as part of the package that we have here for you.
But like, "Hey Google," if I were to use "Hey Google," that's part of the what we're trying to get access to. That still
right.
Wouldn't work, right?
Yeah. Google Home, Alexa, that's not part of the package that you have now or something that we regularly offer to our clients. It is something that we did almost all the time before. So I'm going to have to check with the other side and the ops team and see if that's something that we can still do here for you. Okay?
Okay. let me know, Paul. And,
I will.
And I'm sorry. I hope you didn't.
No.
I didn't mean
no,
any disrespect.
That's okay. Or, no, I completely understand. I mean, and I appreciate the fact that you called in, and I was really happy. I was actually on a phone call when you were speaking with Mary, I think, and then I got off that call as quick as I could to speak with you. So, you know, you definitely, like I said, I'm going to reach out to you proactively before your payment, and we'll see what we can do here for you, okay?
Okay, Paul. Thank you very much.
I appreciate yours as well. You enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.